Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter skelter, no blue.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Vicki Schmidt with Schmidt & Associates about drug testing out in the Bakken.
So, okay, well, hey, Vicki Schmidt of Schmidt & Associates.
Morning.
And how are you?
I'm good.
So we're talking drug testing today.
Yeah, okay.
And do you specialize in drug testing? Do you do other tests beyond drug testing?
We do drug and alcohol. We'll do paternity, DNA.
Oh, you do?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, what's the majority of your business?
Drug and alcohol testing.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that. You've got a very nice wall of drugs here, from marijuana, cocaine, narcotics, stimulants, depressants.
Mm-hmm.
Would all LSD, acid, I didn't know anybody did those anymore.
Oh, yes.
Okay. But then again,
intelligence has not gone up.
I thought heroin was like
huge
yesterday, but apparently it's the current. That's like the number one problem.
Right now, and PCP is making a huge comeback as
PCP?
Well.
PCP?
Yeah.
What, is Lawrence Taylor back in the marketplace?
You know, it's, yeah, all to be impaired.
You know, I'll tell you what, last January, I was in Deadwood, South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and I interviewed a painter who was also a city council member. And he told me after the interview was done, he said, Jason, we have a serious heroin problem in Deadwood. And I said, come on. He goes, no, this isn't overblown. He goes, no, it's real problem.
It's everywhere in the whole nation.
Is it, what do you know what's caused this new surge of heroin problems?
No, my okay. gut tells me that we did a big push about how addictive meth is.
Okay.
So they have to find something that isn't quite as addictive. Well, and also with the doctors prescribing opiates as easily as they mm-hmm. do, they can't get those pills anymore. Well, you were giving me 30 every 2 weeks, now you cut me to 15. They have now gotten addicted to the opiate, so they need a replacement.
So we're all becoming Michael Jackson and mm-hmm. Prince, where our bodies are just so immune to...
to what we've been prescribed.
Right, the Percocet and everything
mm-hmm.
else.
It doesn't work anymore.
We need to go to the black market.
I need, instead of two working, it's kind of like, remember, if you ever taken hydrocodone or oxycodone.
I've never even taken an aspirin.
Oh, good for you. Well, when you first are prescribed an opiate, one pill, you're laying on the couch, half in a daze,
mm-hmm.
2 days later, that one pill, now you need two to get there. Now
sure.
I need three.
Well, your body adjusts.
I need four, I need five. It's kind of like an alcoholic.
I even heard Quaaludes were making a comeback.
All the stupid stuff.
Wow.
I think back to when I was growing in the late 60s, 70s. Oh, we thought it was crazy then. People were smoking pot and doing speed and
mm-hmm.
ingesting LSD. What could get worse? Oh, well, here we are. And if it isn't good enough, I'm going to mix it with something else. Because I want to be that impaired.
Are you seeing a rise in employers testing for drugs? Or has it always been the same and we're just testing for more drugs? Or where are we at with the employers and the drugs?
I'm actually seeing more non-mandated, meaning the companies that the DOT doesn't say has to, wanting to be part of the drug program because they don't want them to come to their workplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing more and more people wanting to test for more drugs. It used to be we tested for marijuana, cocaine, opiates, amphetamines, and PCP. Now we have to test for benzos and barbs and oxy, methadone, methamphetamines. So 10 panel instead of 5 has gotten to be pretty commonplace.
How is it possible to keep up with this? And I'll preface that by, I get how you can test for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple years ago, there was the spice problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that was made by man.
And there's 450 of them are made by man.
How does spice show up?
Spice is a specific test. It's called a synthetic marijuana. It's
okay.
man-made. It's not grown. It's man-made.
Right.
Okay. We need a specific test
So you actually have to say, I think he might be on spice. We need test to, for spice.
Right. We need to test specific for that. Synthetic.
That'd be very difficult for an employer to...
Synthetic testing right now, for a rapid test, you can't legally do it out in the field. It's for forensic only.
Okay.
Okay, so a lot of employers, even though when I'm writing their policies, I'm including. I want to have the ability to test for synthetic and designer drugs. Because it's what's going on out there.
To listen to the full-length interview with Vicki Schmidt with Schmidt & Associates, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm on my way now, most any day now, I'm Delta bound. Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear them folks down there singing in that free.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
A 1, 2. Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter-skelter, no blues around. I'm on my way now, most any day.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Every time I seem to see.